USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tornadoes are still threatening the midsection of the country, and there's a voluntary evacuation in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Heavy rains there are stressing the levees. Mayor G.T. Bynum.
Particularly the levees that are west of downtown Tulsa. These are levees that were built in the 1940s. They haven't had a load on them like this since 1986, and at that time, 33 years ago, the load was for about 12 hours. What we're looking at in this situation is a heavy load on our levee network for over 140 hours.
President Trump has begun a state visit to Japan. He's there to work out a trade imbalance between the two countries. At a reception in Tokyo, he says, there's never been a better time to invest in the United States or do business in America.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
More Americans are heading out of town for the unofficial start to summer. Many people hit the road early this year, starting on Thursday. AAA Northeast spokesman Robert Sinclair Jr. said that roughly 43 million Americans are traveling this long weekend.
And a record for the number of those driving at 37.6 million.
The national average for a gallon of gas is $2.84. That and a number of other factors contributed to the high numbers of travelers this weekend.
Consumer optimism is good. Unemployment is low. Employment is high.
Anyone flying to their destination found they were paying less for a rental car when they got there compared to last year.
Rental car rates are 7% lower.
The president has signed legislation that permanently reauthorizes a program that helps buy bulletproof vests for police officers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pentagon is sending more American forces to the Middle East. John Clements reports.
The actual deployment that will be used mostly in a protective capacity will be about 900 additional troops, while 600 others already in the region will have their current deployment extended. Vice Admiral Michael Gilday spoke at the Pentagon.
We continue to see the planning that's occurring not only with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps forces, but also, as I mentioned, quite troubling with Iranian proxies in Yemen and in Iraq.
I'm John Clemens.
A man was arrested in Portland, Oregon for murder, but no bodies have been found yet. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
A missing 25-year-old mother and her 3-year-old son have not been seen for weeks in Oregon, but Salem police have charged 52-year-old Michael Wolf as a suspect in that case. Police Lieutenant Trevor Upke says police still hope the mother and son will be found alive.
Although we have charged Mr. Wolf with aggravated murder, that does not mean that William and Krissa are dead. I believe we have probable cause to charge for aggravated murder.
Wolf was arrested at a donut shop Friday afternoon in Portland. Wolf is the biological father of the missing 3-year-old and had been ordered recently to pay more than $900 a month in child support.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.